In 2001, the Clinton administration established the roadless rule. It prevents road building for logging on over 58 million acres of continuous federal forest land. The Trump administration hasn't taken official action to revoke the rule yet. The administration says the policy blocks timber sales and increases wildfire risk. The proposed repeal comes after a slate of executive orders this spring aimed at increasing logging on public lands. The roadless rule applies to 6 million acres in Montana. Beth Dodson, a forest operations professor at the University of Montana, says these roadless areas are that way for a reason.
Generally, they're steep. They're relatively remote.
Building roads is incredibly expensive. Dodson says it's unlikely that timber harvests would even be economically viable in areas protected by the roadless rule.
The majority of timber sales that go no bid in the state of Montana, or really anywhere, it's generally because the road costs are too high. And that's without repealing the roadless rule.
Dodson says that the land currently available for logging is enough to cover the increased harvest demands coming from the Trump administration. Environmental groups warn removing the rule would destroy habitat, harm wildlife, and impair water quality. Jenny Harbine is a lawyer with the environmental law firm Earth Justice. She says this policy, in tandem with other rollbacks of environmental protections by Trump's cabinet, creates a troubling cascade effect.
It's a sad day when we have our elected officials dialing back the progress that former administrations have made over the past decades to ensure that we retain these last intact ecosystems.
Harbine says Earth Justice is prepared to take legal action if the administration moves forward with the repeal. In Missoula, I'm Ellis Julin.